AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is questioning President Trump's trustworthiness after he threatened new tariffs over his plan to take over Greenland.
And this is why we are working on a package to support Arctic security. First principle, full solidarity with Greenland and the Kingdom of Denmark. The sovereignty and integrity of their territory is non-negotiable.
Von der Leyen called the president's plan a mistake. This is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Calm down the hysteria. Take a deep breath. This is where we were last year. I'm sure you asked me the same question if we were here on April 2nd. And you know what? It all worked out.
Greenland's leader, Jens Frederik Nielsen, insists on respect for Greenland's territorial integrity.
We need to respect the world order. International law is not, it's not a game.
Bessent also said America's relations with Europe have never been closer. French President Emmanuel Macron says European Union officials should not hesitate to use anti-coercion mechanisms in face of the Greenland tariff threat. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 300 drones and missiles in a nighttime attack on Ukraine's power grid. The assault knocked out heating to more than 5,000 apartment buildings in Kyiv. The Syrian military announced a new four-day ceasefire with Kurdish-led forces after a previous agreement fell through. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bombing at a Chinese restaurant in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least seven people, including a Chinese national. Spanish emergency workers are searching for more victims in the wreckage of a deadly train accident in southern Spain that killed at least 41 people. The nation has begun 3 days of mourning for the victims. A Palestinian baby died from hypothermia in the Gaza Strip, underscoring the grim humanitarian conditions in the territory as world leaders are gathering in Switzerland. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street after President Donald Trump threatened to hit eight European countries with new tariffs as tensions escalate over his attempts to assert American control over Greenland. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 457 points. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite slumped 1.3%. Trump said over the weekend he would charge a new 10% import tax starting in February on goods from several European countries. European markets also fell. Long-term Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.27%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Two luxury real estate brokers and their brother are scheduled to go on trial in New York City on sex trafficking charges that they sexually abused dozens of women over the course of a dozen years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.